Governor Doyle sat in the back row of seats in a military Black Hawk helicopter for the 40-minute flight to Fort McCoy. Once on the ground, Doyle met with troops waiting to deploy overseas.
I want you to all know that the state of Wisconsin understands what you are sacrificing here, being pulled out of your normal lives and putting yourself in harm's way on our behalf. Nothing more could be asked of you.
About 470 National Guard troops at Fort McCoy are expected to ship out in the next month. One of them, Staff Sergeant Olmsted, was also in Desert Storm. But this time, he says it's different.
My wife's taking it kind of hard. We were married in September, and it's her first time for me being away from anywhere for any amount of time.
While the governor was on base, he joined the soldiers for lunch in the mess hall.
We got cod, all gratin potatoes, burgers, brats, and some broccoli.
Yeah. Wow, the cod for me looks great.
The governor quipped some of the soldiers weren't having any broccoli, and he told them to have their vegetables. Before heading back to his base in Madison, Doyle told the troops he hoped they would come home soon. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.